Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
A little roll call here if you're new to Kid Nation, if you're a new resident.
All right.
We want to thank you for listening to us. My name is JC. I'm from Mexico City, grew up in California. I'm married to my wife, Kinsey. I have two kids. To my right is Kelly Raspberry.
Yes, I'm a single mom.
Yeah, you
Tim are. And Kelly. She's eight and fabulous.
And you're from South Carolina.
And I am from South Carolina originally. Mm. I'm getting a little bit distracted this morning.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
Oh, yeah, because she's got a Nintendo love.
He has not texted me good morning yet.
Stage five clinger alert.
Kelly's also a stage five clinger. Sometimes people don't get up super early if they don't have
Well, he was texting this time yesterday.
Anyway.
And here's Big Al Mac.
I'm Big Al. I'm Doorbell Mac's baby boy from Oak Cliff, Texas. Yep. And aside from being here, I also own a couple of bars. One's in Mexico, in Playa del Carmen. One's right here in town. Come by and see me sometime.
And you're a reformed player.
And I used to be a player, but now I got a girlfriend.
No, now he's tired.
Yeah. What was your mom's name again?
Didn't stop you before.
It's Doorbell Mac.
Thank you.
Not Doorbell.
To my left is Jenna Owens.
Yes, I'm Jenna. I'm the youngest out of the bunch on the show. I was
Way to rub it in, Jenna.
Mm-hmm. No, not that young. I'm single. Well, single by not married, trying to find love, and I am obsessed with pugs, and I spend about an hour every night looking at pug Instagram photos.
It's true. It's true. That's us. We want to thank you for joining us, but yesterday we had a really cool show. We were the first radio station to talk to Jessica Leisman. We had her on the phone yesterday. Now, who is Jessica Leisman? She just happens to be a BA who stopped the carjacker on live TV.
Well, we had one carjacker. He's behind bars this morning after his run-in with the wrong mom.
You've been messaging us all day about how you can't stop watching Jessica Leisman take on a bandit here after he crashed into her minivan.
Jessica Leisman says she wasn't really thinking. She was just running on adrenaline and reflexes, angry that someone would jeopardize her child's life.
Leisman grabbing the straps of the suspect's overalls, the pair finally wrestling him to the ground as police arrive on the scene.
Did you call that a citizen arrest?
I think he ran up against a mama bear.
As you can tell, only very few news stations picked up the story.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, she was.
The story was everywhere.
Everywhere.
I saw this story on an Australian news station. I mean,
she's worldwide now.
Everywhere.
And while we were interviewing her on the phone, Big Al Mac, you asked her to come on down because we do a TV show called Dish Nation.
I thought this would be a great chance to have a story, kind of a public, what do you call it? Public, a story.
A public story.
It's a public story on TV on our Dish Nation show.
It's a public story on TV.
Public interest?
Yes, yeah. That's what it is.
And I thought it would be really cool. So,
yeah.
And she did. She joined us, and she came in, and we did a little interview.
Because if the Today Show is going to have her on, or Good Morning America, why wouldn't Dish Nation have her on?
Why not?
And we always know Ellen DeGeneres goes after people
these kind
that we
of,
want and these kinds of stories, and we got her first.
We try to beat her. Our thing is,
beat her.
We have a sign that says, let's beat Ellen. But something really cool took place while we were filming Dish Nation. This happened. Well, we had some exciting news yesterday in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, we did.
This is probably the best ending to a car chase by far.
Uh-huh.
Meet Jessica Leisman.
Hi, Jessica Leisman.
This is a superhero.
You're the star of the car chase video.
Supermom. Oh my God.
No, she is Mama Bear. That's what everybody's calling you now after this video made national news, international news at this point.
I can't believe it. Oh, my God.
Are you still shaking? Can you believe what you did when you step back and look at the video?
I mean, given the situation, I can, but seeing it is a different thing. I'm like, oh, my God.
You didn't even know there was a police chase going
on.
You just knew
I had no idea.
A car just smacked you from the rear
end. In a school zone, Al.
Yeah.
So think about it. I drive in that school zone every single day and witness cars just speeding through there. I see kids walking down the street, and I'm like, what if one of those kids trips and falls down?
Right.
You know, on the sidewalk, and you're just flying through here. You know, you're going to run over that kid.
Right.
So I'm already get angry about, you know, speeders in school zones. I really do.
Right. So the first impact, what's your first reaction? Because your son, your 12-year-old.
Yeah, I turned around. The first thing I did was turn around. I said, hey, you okay? Are you okay?
To your son.
Yeah. And he said, I'm fine. I didn't see any blood. So I jumped out of the car.
Your mom will be right back.
I just charged at him. I'm like, what are you thinking? What's wrong with you?
What's he doing?
You know, I said more than that.
So was your plan just to give him like a stern talking to?
Yeah. I wanted to ask him what is wrong with, you know, what's your problem? Because he hit me really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and You don't hit that hard if you're going even 30 miles an hour.
Right. No, sure. And you're and he's starting to try to get out of the car, yeah. And you do the ninja kick at that point. So.
Yeah, he wasn't fixing to go anywhere.
Yeah. Were you thinking he was going to get out and maybe harm you, or you were thinking he was going to run away?
The only thing on my mind was that he was going to run.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So the only instinct I had was grab him.
Okay.
Grab him. You're not going anywhere.
And you got a good grip.
He had on some great overalls.
Yeah. A tip for the carjackers out there. Don't wear overalls because Jessica can hold on to you right. with no problem.
What's a thief right. doing wearing overalls?
I don't.
Now, at one point,
thief.
Your boyfriend intervened. Were you like, oh, yeah. I got this?
Yeah. If it wasn't for him, he wouldn't have got taken down to the ground. I would have been walking him like he was a dog or something. But, you know, I would have just been running behind him, holding on to his suspenders. I had a death grip.
Right. Yeah. You going to make your man wear some suspenders now?
For role play.
Oh, wow. Come back here. I'm throwing you on the ground. Body slam.
You sit down on this couch, pretend you're getting out of the car. I'm going to throw you down.
My hero.
She's a Dish Nation fan also.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Who's your favorite?
Why? Because he's... Kind of
no,
black.
If you have the option of not just the Dallas crew. Do you like Ricky's show?
Oh, you can still, choose me. Yeah, there you go.
Why can't you just let Al have it?
I'll let Al.
Right?
All you guys.
Right? Awesome. Yeah, whatever. Get out of here.
I got your back,
Thank
Al.
You, baby.
You're
Thank
my
you.
Favorite, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
If Ricky's not watching.
Hey. Yeah, Ricky's
I take all that back. Yeah. It was just for comedy purposes.
Actually, Ricky's my favorite, too.
Can you tell us what you felt when you saw the playback of the video? Because you were at the hospital, right?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I was sitting on the floor because I was shaking so bad that I didn't want to sit in a chair because my knees were doing like that. So I sat on the floor to kind of control the shaking. And I was watching the TV, but I was on my phone for, you know, I was messaging people, like, you know, what happened. And then my son was like, Mom, you're on TV. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's me.
Yeah, like, I just was like, oh, my God. Like, I look so violent. You know, you don't see how you look until you actually see yourself.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And you're like, and why did I wear that outfit?
Yeah. Well, I had just got off of work, so
right.
That's my excuse for that one.
Yeah, so you're, and that's when you, like, you found out later that the guy had a gun.
Oh, my God. When I found that out, my heart hit my stomach.
Yeah.
The bottom of my stomach. I was like, oh, my God, this could have been so
How
much
it
worse.
Gone.
I could have. You know, I rethink the situation. Now I'm just glad it played out the way it did.
Oh, it played out perfectly for you.
Well, it didn't play out too perfectly. Your car is not even drivable right now.
It's just the car. The only thing that I'm upset about, my car being taken, is because I have things that belong to my son.
Yeah.
Like
that
what?
That passed away. I have his stroller back there.
And they won't let you get any of
toys.
That?
I don't know. I haven't called them. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, how am I going to get there?
So, Jessica, man, you've had a 24 hours that have just been out of this world crazy for you.
Yes.
So I got on the phone with a buddy of mine that owns a car dealership down the street. His name is Bill Dickerson. The name of the dealership is Southwest Kia. I want to make sure I give him a good plug. I said, Bill, your motto is, if I can't give you a better deal, I'll just give you the car. I said, what kind of deal can you give me on a car? And he told me, and I just bought you a car.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
yes.
Are you serious?
I just bought you a car.
What? Oh, my God.
Yes, from Southwest Kia.
You bought her a car?
I just bought her a car.
You wait, like you paid and stuff?
I paid and stuff.
Oh, my God.
We don't even believe him right now. Wait, what?
I don't know what's going on.
Wait.
Are you
I bought the woman a car.
Did you get it from the carjacker?
No.
Oh,
you bought the car?
I didn't steal you a car. Bought you a car.
Thank you so much.
Way to make the rest of us look bad.
Well, you gave me $100 on GoFundMe.
Jessica,
so that's cool.
I bought you flowers.
That's very nice, too.
You know?
I can hook you up with Sherry's Berries.
Pro flowers.
Oh, my God. You are so nice. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. You've been through a lot. And
oh,
now,
my God.
I haven't made a woman cry in years.
Well, not in
well,
a good way.
Yeah, you have.
In a good way. Right.
What a nice surprise, Al.
Yeah. See, forget Thank that you. Van, Jessica. Don't even get it fixed.
Don't even worry about it. In fact, let me have that. I'll take that on trade.
You know, if you hadn't have said Al was your favorite, none of this would have happened.
I'm just saying.
My God. That was smart on your part.
How do you feel right now, Jessica?
My eyes are burning because I'm crying.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, my God. I just cannot believe this. It's amazing. Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much. You are a blessing to
me. What's this mean to you and your family?
A lot. Now we don't have to worry about public transportation or school buses. Thank you.
You're welcome. Babe.
Very much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
You're welcome. Thank you,
Southwest
Kia. You
saved us a lot of...
Oh, you might have to hold that check for a couple of days.
Nice of you, Al.
That was... Awesome, I cannot. Al. I don't even know what to
no,
say.
It's right.
Oh, my God.
I want you to get every amenity.
We're talking about seat warmers.
I want two DVD players. Oh, yeah. Because you got two kids.
You got two kids.
Yeah.
A Bluetooth.
Oh, Lord.
Get them.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
You know what? Get two air conditioners just in case one goes out.
One for inside the car, one for outside the car.
Well, we're just so happy that everything worked out, that you're safe, that your son is safe, and hey, you're getting a fancy new ride out
of
it.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on. Jessica Leeson, Mama Bear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My new best friend.
Right? You're my bodyguard.
Al, that is the nicest thing ever.
So we went out to Southwest Kia yesterday.
Yeah.
And she actually got to pick out her car, and she did, and drove it home. And
she has a car now.
She has a car now. Her car that she had was a 10-year-old minivan. She was so proud to have that car too. And it was 10 years old. She just got it last May, and she had been on public transportation for a while before that. So she was thinking, well, it's back to public transportation again. All she had was liability insurance. So anyway, she's rolling again. And
what, Al?
The caveat.
Oh, there's caveats?
Tonight, she's actually, because of her exhibit of her skills taking down people on the street.
Quick thinking and strength.
Yeah.
I hired her as a bouncer. She's working tonight as a bouncer at my bar.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, yeah, I did. Don't start any stuff up in McKinney Avenue Tavern tonight.
Take you down.
Because Jessica is going to be there. Take you down while she's eating the Arby's burger.
Oh, people are going to be coming down and take pictures with her.
Actually, it's Arby's roast beef.
Arby's roast beef.
Al, get it right.
All right.
Al, good job, man. That's so cool.
That was fun.
That was a fun day.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
All right, guys.
Uh-huh.
If you think you're a good husband or boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
This guy right here. Bill from New Jersey.
Oh, this guy.
Has us all beat.
I love you madly, my darling.
Bill Bresnan signing a love note to his wife. One note a day, every day, for nearly 40 years now.
It's been every single day, and it still is.
They mean everything, really, to me.
That's right. Every night when most of us are setting our alarms, brushing our teeth, Bill is giving Chris a love note.
I give her the cards just before we go to bed. Mm-hmm. I draw them sometimes during the day. Sometimes I buy them if I happen to be somewhere. Or if Chris is away, I mail them to wherever she's going to be.
So many cards, so many notes. They're now stored in the attic. For Bill, it seems every day is Valentine's. And for Chris, every day brings a new note.
I would be so heartbroken if there was a night when I didn't get a card.
What's amazing is that even after all these years,
yes,
it isn't waning.
Did she just say
she would
be heartbroken on a night if she didn't get one? The woman got a card every day.
Expectations.
I heard
so
that
hard.
Too.
Yeah, one time, if you...
Like, what if he was sick?
Give him a night off.
What if he broke his hand and couldn't write it? That made me mad, too, Al.
Baby, I got to work late. I can't write a note. What?
Yeah.
You can't write a note. It's been 12 years.
Man, this guy is like...
I mean, I get that it's romantic, but she's now like, well, if I don't get one, I'm upset.
I'm heartbroken.
And I wonder how many did he have to write till they got to the point where...
Where's my note? Bill?
Right.
No, I got to write another damn note again. Let's see.
Just one would be fine.
Or maybe he just cuts and pastes. You think he might cut and paste?
I mean, that's a lot.
That's
setting yourself
lot.
Up for 40. Can you imagine 40 years of writing love notes?
40?
They don't have to be long, probably. I mean, it's just a little.
According to her, it better be something. Better be something.
I mean, I would run out of stuff to say, eventually.
Like, here, all right. Here, this is why I have a book
I still
for
love
you guys.
You.
I mean, I get it,
here,
but it's like.
Use this. I brought this book.
She probably complains if he ever duplicates what
this
he wrote.
This is what I'm reading, because I've never gotten a love note.
Love Letters of Great Men is a book Jenna bought.
It's famous authors.
Can you imagine? She's like,
writing
well,
love
in
notes.
1987.
You said that already,
this
Bill.
Seems like a repeat to
Bill. Bill.
JC, all you have to do is just, like, handwrite one of those.
Yeah, make it change a couple words just
you know,
so she doesn't look it up
the
on the
City
internet.
Thing when Carrie discovers that Big had been emailing her, they were all hidden because he had such a hard time saying that he loved her. He just took that book, one of her favorite books, and rewrote every letter.
No, that's awful.
Did you hear the announced the most romantic love letter of all time?
Mm. Yeah,
from
I heard
Johnny
that.
Cash.
Johnny Cash to his wife June.
That Johnny Cash
read
of
it,
all time. Jenna has a book here.
Read
Love
Johnny.
Letters of Great Men. And Johnny Cash wins.
I want you to read it. Do you have it?
I do have it, Kelly. Well,
please read it to me. Right. I'm going to pretend.
You want romantic?
You can pretend it's from Tinder. Tinderoni.
Sure.
Happy birthday, princess.
Oh, thank you.
We get old and get used to each other. We think alike. We read each other's minds. We know what the other wants without asking. Sometimes we irritate each other a little bit. Maybe sometimes we take each other for granted. But once in a while, like today, I meditate. And I meditate on it and realize how lucky I am to share my life with the greatest woman I ever met. You still fascinate and inspire me. You influence me to be better. You're the object of my desire, the number one earthly reason for my existence. I love you very much. Happy birthday, Princess. John.
That's all right.
That's the most romantic letter of all time.
I mean, I'm like, I've read poems better than that.
He loved her.
I bet you I could randomly open a page in Jenna's Love Letters of Great Men, and there might be a better one.
Do this, JC.
What?
Do this. Go get your phone out.
Okay.
And just scroll and try and find the last romantic thing you wrote to your wife.
Last romantic thing I wrote to my wife.
I'm doing the same thing.
I don't think JC is romantic. I think he's cute and sexy, but I don't think, I mean, yeah. You know what I mean? Your texts.
My texts are the worst.
Let's see, baby, did you take my photo album? I've been looking for it.
I got, check this picture out. They bulldozed the house behind us. Case I went poop in the potty, and I sent her the picture of it.
Okay.
She wanted to see it.
Okay, here's one. On my way to the bank, I'll leave $150 cash for the maid. No,
Your maid charges $150.
That's for two.
I found one.
It's for two.
Sunday, February 1st. Just landed in Denver. About to take off. I seriously love you so much. Emoji. Heart with eyes.
That's nice.
That's pretty good, JC. That heart eye emoji is hot.
That says a lot.
How about this one? Hey, want to come over? I'll probably be sleeping 10.
Do we have toilet paper in the house?
My sister wants to go to dinner.
I think you text message is tough to be romantic.
Morning, baby. No, I got
don't make excuses. It's something.
Damn. Al, what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
We just like
Day?
To know we're being thought about.
Since we're obviously not being romantic enough to text.
We're going to go to New Orleans, actually. We're going to go to Mardi Gras.
Yeah?
And
Al forgot it was Mardi Gras.
I was making these reservations like, I guess, less than a month ago. I'm like, man, it sure seems like it's expensive to go to New Orleans this weekend for Valentine's weekend.
So you do have a hotel already.
Three days ago, I'm going to hotels.com. I go like, there's only 4 hotels available in all of New Orleans?
Yep.
And they're super expensive? What is the deal? And I still didn't put 2 and 2 together that it was Mardi Gras. I'm like, well, I guess I got it.
Oh, nothing more romantic than a bunch of tourists
Mardi Gras,
getting wasted
beads.
In the French Quarter.
That's all right. We'll have fun. We'll have fun.
What are you doing, JC?
I don't know.
Really? Are you joking? Or are you trying to be surprised?
Well, we got to wait for to lock down the babysitter.
Yeah.
But we usually just
do
dinner.
Locked it down yet?
It's hard because babysitters have boyfriends. And when babysitters have boyfriends.
Not all babysitters do.
Well, the ones that we babysit, one goes to school.
Well, maybe you should get less hot babysitters.
What? I think all babysitters are beautiful people.
That's not true. I wasn't hot when I babysat in high school. They knew I had no plans. They always called me.
My mom is in town babysitting my pug, and so she's not going out Saturday
night. Oh, really?
I bet she would.
Watch the kids?
I mean, she would.
They'll be sleeping by the time she watches them. And then we usually just go to dinner and hang out. We're seriously simple since we've been together so long.
You have no reservations yet?
No. We don't. We like to go to random restaurants. We do it every year.
Saturday night's a busy night anyway. Add on top of it that it's Valentine's.
We do it every year. We just go out and find a new restaurant and we try it. It could be a hole in the wall. It could be, but that's
very
our thing.
Brave.
That's our thing.
It's a tradition.
Kelly, what do you do?
Well, this year Emma Kelly's my Valentine this year, so we're going to do mommy-daughter date. I asked her what she wanted to do, and she wants to go see Paddington.
The movie with the bear?
Yeah, so I guess we're going to do that.
Well, that's fun.
You can bring it to the bar. Bring it to the bar tonight.
I will,
Al. Shots for tots.
Jenna?
Yeah.
I'm actually going to Mexico.
Really?
Whoa.
With a sort of boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. All right, then.
I'm excited?
I'm not sure. He's picking me up at work. We'll see if he shows up.
Oh, Jenna.
Yeah, I am excited. I'm going to Cabo just for a quick weekend, so hopefully it'll be great.
What if he proposes?
My trip is just one day.
Put that pressure out there.
What if he sort of proposes?
No, honestly, I said I don't even Cabo restaurants are full on Saturday, so I'm like, honestly, I'm fine just like having some room service, getting a beer, and walking down to the beach. So that's probably my Saturday Valentine's plan.
He might give you a promise ring.
That's what adults do.
I think the trip qualifies as a Valentine's present.
Okay, that was a good question. I mean, that's a good point because I didn't buy any roses or anything because I was thinking, well, you know.
You're going to dinner and stuff, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I was thinking about it, and I'm not going to be, like, mad if I don't get flowers, you know, because we are going on a trip. But since it would be nice to give her something a little small. I know you're taking her on a trip, but every girl likes some flowers or a card or something.
Yeah. All right. That's our plans for Valentine's Day. Al's got them locked down. Kelly's got it locked down.
Yeah, I've got it all locked.
Yeah.
I kind of got some locked down.
Yeah.
And now we need to get the results.
Oh, boy.
Big Al, Mac, and I went head-to-head yesterday.
Yeah.
Voice Factor Idol. Big Al, you sang a Darius Rucker song.
Uh-huh. Ooh, come on and throw me a bone. Pick up your phone. Why do you gotta keep me on hold so doggone long?
Jenna had a great point about the parody song challenge. You have to pick the song choice is crucial.
Yeah.
You went with a song that is known but is not top of mind.
Right. Well, I mean, it depends on if you listen to country. You listen to country, it is.
Look, if you do a great song, it doesn't matter. Talent is talent.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just in my experience, the popular song, popular is more catchy for everyone.
But this whole thing was we had to write our own lyrics because of the topic that was thrown out, and the topic was customer service
being on hold, being on customer service.
Yeah, which is tough,
so stress
on
that.
Its own.
Hard to make that funny, but we tried.
And I wanted to redeem myself because last time we had this competition, I sang a Taylor Swift song and I sucked. I started off key.
It was risky.
I screwed up.
It was risky going back to that dark place.
So I tried Blank Space.
Are we gonna have an argument? Should I ask for a manager? He will fix my complaint. Long list of angry callers. Your service drove us insane. I usually don't curse at strangers, but you love our pain.
And my song was called Outsourced. We put him up at KidNation.com. That's KIDDNation.com.
I wish I had my record of how many of these I've won, lost, and tied. Just in history, these song competitions. Well, I can say one, probably three.
Yeah.
The rest of them I lost.
Our goal is to be in the middle.
I mean, the only goal was ever, you just didn't ever want to lose.
Because
if you came in last place, you got punished.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that was the thing. It was never about winning. It was about not losing.
We're going to bring punishments back.
No.
Maybe that'll make us try harder.
Oh, it's so mean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
we're going to bring.
But we're not. If we're doing the same thing again, there were no punishments or rewards the last time around.
No, but we're doing it. We have to. It'll make us try harder.
You can't just decide we're going to be punished.
Why?
Management decided.
Management.
No.
You know, management back
there. Management team.
No. Said maybe it'll make us work harder.
Management team.
So we're going to do that.
Just put a knot in my stomach.
Yeah. See? That's good.
Because
that's not good.
That's not how we did it before.
All right.
All right.
We got the results from Kid Nation.
Yes. We got executive producer Mikey in the studio.
Hey, Mikey!
The people have spoken.
Yesterday, it was deadlocked even on Kid TV.
That's awesome.
But that's the unofficial results.
If we have a tie, can Al and I do a duet?
Almost 10,000 members of Kid Nation voted online yesterday.
Oh, boy.
It was really close.
How many?
10,000.
Oh, boy.
Almost 10,000.
That it's close, Al. That means that we were pretty...
Oh, boy.
The person moving into the winner's bracket and who's going to face the winner of next week's battle between Kelly and Jenna...
If I didn't win, just say my name. Just say I got second place because I want to hear my name on the radio.
No.
Had 58% of the votes, which means the loser had 42% of the votes.
That's close.
This week's winner of Voice Factor Idol is...
Our drummer's getting so tired.
JC!
What? Wow, JC!
I knew it.
I redeemed myself.
You have.
I knew it. Congratulations.
Hey, good.
Check on it, sir.
Kelly, I
tell you what happened.
This is just setting the stage, though.
What happened, Kelly?
You didn't go with Blake.
You didn't go with Blake Shelton.
You should give people what they want, Al. They want Blake.
Blake.
Kelly,
they
want Blake songs. This concerns me because this is already starting off completely different than the last time around.
Do you mean I have a shot?
This means you're probably going to beat me.
Jenna's the defending champion.
Mm-hmm. She is.
She was undefeated.
You're taking on the champ.
I know, but that's, again, expectation.
And you came in second to last.
I did come in second to last.
So the ladies,
thank God I didn't come in dead last, right, JC?
That was me, but you know what? It's just routine myself.
Hey, you know what? This time, you're not dead last.
Yeah.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
So I'm a care for you.
Oh. 50 Shades of Grey.
I'm a care for you.
The movie you. Women have been waiting for.
Yes, we have. I didn't even know I was.
Those who read the book and didn't read the book.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to watch the movie.
Is the book based on a true story?
No.
No, it's fan fiction. It was started off on fan fiction about Twilight, from what I understand, and then it evolved.
It's just evolved into what it is now.
Okay.
The book's been translated into 50 different languages. Here in the States, the movie got a rated R rating.
Wow.
Which means you got to be over 17 to watch the movie.
It's NC-17, people.
Or you can
is
go
it more NC-17, Kelly?
Or you can go with your parents.
Or you can go with your parents if they allow you.
Like, I went with my mom and dad to see Varsity Blues when I was like 13.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It was a good movie to watch.
Yeah.
The British Board of Film Classification gave it an 18. And then there's France. Mm. They gave the film rating 12. Meaning that only children under the age of 12 are prohibited from watching it. So you got to be 12
more
and up.
Open about sexuality and things like that in foreign countries, in Europe especially.
I mean,
in
they
France.
Let 8, 9, 10-year-olds drink wine dinner
with their parents.
Wow.
You know, they learn how to drink from a young age.
I guess they take the taboo out of it, so it's not as appealing. Maybe, but I don't know.
When you're 12, don't you want to go try what you see in movies?
I wouldn't think they want to try what
I mean, I didn't watch the movie. You watched it yesterday.
I did.
Also, Kenya, the African nation of Kenya, will not be showing the movie.
Why not?
Because of the explicit sexual scenes depicting women as sexual slaves.
Yeah, it's the submissive slavery thing that they have issue with the history there.
Anybody who distributes it or shows it in Kenya is liable to a fine, imprisonment, or both.
Wow.
So, man, you're serious
about
it. I
don't think I'd be
there.
Willing to watch it if I knew there was a potential for imprisonment.
Yeah. And in London, firefighters are concerned that there's going to be a spike in emergency calls because people going to be getting stuck with handcuffs and other toys after watching the movie.
Maybe.
So they're getting ready to have a bunch more firefighters.
Well, they
ready
say
to go.
There's been like a substantial increase in emergency phone calls just since the book came out and people started reading the book and started trying things that they didn't know how to get out of.
Yeah. Are they going to just have to put a thing in the beginning of the movie like,
Don't try this at home.
Do not try this at home.
Dramatization.
Well, I am so interested to hear Kelly's opinion.
Okay.
I wasn't able to stay for the movie. I had my mom in town, but I sent girlfriends in my place to watch it.
Did you talk to them afterwards?
I have. I've talked to all of them.
Okay, you can tell me what
they took my spot because I've been reading reviews all week that other critics have watched it, and ranging from the worst movie I've ever seen to a limp bore.
Whoa.
I mean, just some of the most scathing reviews.
They haven't been very nice.
So I'm so interested to hear if it exceeded expectations.
Okay. Well, we called Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com because we trust her with her movie reviews.
Yeah,
she seems to be in line with what we think.
For the most part.
She's not one of those snooty movie reviewers.
She's not.
She finds things she likes about almost everything.
She's down to earth.
She is.
Here's what Gray Drake from Rotten Tomatoes thought.
It doesn't go far enough. It's R-rated, but some of the more iconic moments from the book are not included. And so a lot of people feel cheated because they wanted to see a lot more Jamie Dornan than they got to. I would say, don't be scared to go see this. For those of you who are outwardly like, woohoo, let's go, I think you'll have fun. And for those of you who are terrified of the red room of pain, you're actually not going to get that much pain. It's not even really that red. So just go. Enjoy this one. It's weird. And at this point, it's a cultural event. So even though it's only 40% on the tomato meter, just buy your ticket. There's no judgment.
Okay. So Gray said, go watch it. Have fun. It's a fun movie. Here's what old people thought of 50 Shades of Gray.
I'm 68.
You just saw 50 Shades of Grey. Well, how'd you like it?
I loved it.
Was it as sexy as you expected 50 Shades to be?
It was a little bit more. I didn't think they'd put all of it in there, but they did.
That's
I loved it.
Of course she was sexy, incredibly sexy. She's a beautiful girl.
I don't want to agree with too much crazy sex. The body and what you feel normally and what you get after you do what you do, you don't need this stuff.
No!
Oh, I don't want to hear Grandma say that.
I don't want to hear the word sex.
Yeah.
You're supposed to say that when you're over a certain age.
I know, but the older you get, you don't feel old, you know? And they probably don't even consider themselves old.
That 68-year-old lady was all hot and bothered.
Yeah.
She was feeling the movie.
But what I would gauge from that is that if she's comfortable with it, then it didn't go far enough.
Right.
That's what a lot of people are saying. Mm-hmm. I did not read the book. I know it was just such a poorly written book. I was curious to see how the dialogue would translate with the screenwriter and how they would do it. And I went in kind of blind. I mean, you know the premise. You know about the Red Room of Pain, and you know it's coming. You just don't know at what point and how they're going to evolve to that in the story. But I'll just say this. Everybody's slamming Jamie Dornan.
Jamie Dornan.
I went and my best friend Amy. We fell in love with him.
But how did you feel at first when the movie started? Because this morning you were
fine.
Telling me.
He's very cold and reserved. He's a businessman, very young, very successful. He's not even 30. And very, you know, reserved.
Matter-of-fact-ish.
And the thing that really bothered us about Dakota Johnson, who plays Anastasia, it's Anna. Anastasia's too fancy for her. It's her mouth. She can't stop biting her lips, chewing on pencils. Her lips are like the third character in this movie, and it gets to be annoying.
Yeah, the LL Cool J factor.
Yeah, it's like everything. Okay, I get it. Now women are going to think this is the sexy thing you need to do. Do you guys really like it when we draw that much attention to our mouths? It got to be annoying.
I do.
Well, they taught us that.
Wait till you see the movie.
Yeah. Like if there's a little lip, if a girl just randomly does a lip bite.
She's constantly biting her lips. She's constantly got a pencil.
It gets to be too much. No,
okay.
I don't like that.
But, you know, it's kind of funny. I saw it with an audience full of women and one guy, which I was kind of messing with Parker the whole time. I was like, how do you like that, Parker? You know, that kind of
thing.
He had fun, but he said the same thing we did. If she's supposed to be this naive going in, and by naive meaning she's never done anything.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And the audience kind of gasps at that. Like, my girlfriend and I did, because we didn't read it. We're like, what?
Like, nothing ever?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Wow, I didn't know that.
What?
And suddenly she's just willing to dive right into that?
I mean, sometimes you just... Once you spill a cup of water, it goes everywhere.
The lead when you don't know. She doesn't know what's normal.
She doesn't know what's normal. She doesn't know anything about this stuff. And suddenly, let's go.
I would believe that. Because you've heard of the girls that in high school were super sweet and down. Like, they don't want to try anything.
Know.
And then they go to college.
Well, Kelly
and then
shocked me this morning because the first thing I said to her is, okay, we've heard all of these, you know, terrible reviews. What did you think of the movie?
And I loved it.
Kelly loved it.
It was fun. Now, see, I'm seeing it with a room full of women.
Yeah.
And we're laughing. We're laughing at certain things that maybe guys might not laugh at.
Mm-hmm.
But I totally bought into it.
Would you watch it with your mom?
No.
No, so definitely not a go with your mom type thing.
They did some scenes that was kind of, you know, it was pretty graphic.
Did it make you blush?
No. Well, I was drinking vodka, no.
Were you audible, Kelly? Did you make a couple woos here?
My girlfriend and I kept laughing. We were giggling, and like one point I like put my hand on her thigh. And I was like squeezing, like, no, I can't believe this is happening, because you're thinking, does this really happen?
It does.
Well, I don't think anybody has an act. Well, maybe they do. I don't know. Has a room like that.
I don't know, but
I mean, it's so funny. It's like a business transaction between the two of them. This is all he's like. Weird. This is the way it is. You got to sign.
He makes her sign a contract.
Contract, or does he make her sign it, Jenna?
Hmm.
But anyway, it's just, and it ends, and I'm sitting there, and it just kind of ends.
Yeah.
And the lady sitting in front of me turns around and said, "That wasn't even the entire first book."
But you wouldn't know that because you
didn't
read
the book.
I didn't
know that. She said, "So there's going to be like two more sequels."
It's a trilogy.
It's a trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "This didn't even get you through the whole first book."
So you just like 13 Shades of Grey in.
But I mean, I'm telling you, if everybody's criticizing Jamie Dornan, they were like, "Charlie Hunnam should have done it." I'm like, I don't know Charlie Hunnam. I think Jamie Dornan is cute, and I wanted him by the end of the movie.
Now this is probably the best thing I think that has happened to men. Because you get a little bit of a break, because you get to stay at home, play video games, maybe hang out with your boys.
And your wife is probably going to come home and want to try a few things a little bit more adventurous.
Your girl's getting a one-on-one on how to be a freak. So, like, it's a win-win.
Hey, it really does take some of the fear out of, like, well, I wonder what that's like. Oh, that's
now
what
you know.
That is. And it's really, I mean, it's you know, but I like dirty stuff.
Well, let me ask you this, Kelly.
What?
Should guys go see this movie?
I would feel real awkward. I don't know. JC and Kenzie have been married so long now, or been together so long.
She's trying to get me to go, but I don't know if I want to go.
I think you might get a kick out of it, honestly. I wouldn't want to go like on a first, second, or third date. I think it's a little too soon.
Should two guys go? I mean, just to learn something.
No.
Okay.
What about to pick up women?
We should be the guys that just go there and we're just like hooting and hollering the whole time. Yeah,
I
get it.
But I don't know where all these, I guess because people read the book and are comparing, people that maybe are fans of the book might have been disappointed because they did leave a lot of stuff out from what I'm
That's
learning.
Always the case.
Yeah.
But I just think going in, I thought it was fun.
Now we had Shannon, our little Shannon stayed there.
Did you stay for the whole thing, Shannon?
Check on Shannon.
Because Shannon's got, she's got a face going on right now while you're telling the movie's greatness, Kelly.
She might give us a point of view from, say, well, an alternative.
Yeah, yeah.
No, an alternative point of view. Because my two best girlfriends, who aren't, like, freaky by any means, and they went in with lower expectations because of the reviews, both of them have told me, I really liked it. It exceeded my expectations. Ended on a cliffhanger. Very sexy. Not as bad as they thought it would be in terms of the, you know,
the storytelling.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But so they liked it.
The critics have set us up to think this is going to be crap, but I want to go see it because curiosity's got the best of me.
Right.
And then you go in, you're pleasantly surprised because it's not that bad. The acting is good.
Okay. Yeah.
Rita Ora, you know, she's in it. She plays Christian's sister. She's in it for not even 30 seconds.
Didn't have a love
scene. You remember when she was like typing, oh, I got to go be on set today. Mm-hmm. No, Rita Ora is Christian Grey's sister in the movie.
Huh.
Mia.
All right, Shannon.
Different perspective.
Completely, yeah. I cringed enough that I was sore by the end of the night. I will say that.
Up,
I'm sorry, what was that?
I cringed.
You cringed because of the acting or because of the romance scenes?
Yeah, the romance scenes.
Okay.
I didn't know what to do with myself. I honestly, I didn't know what to do.
You just sit there and watch.
I did. I
Shannon
watched
is so
and I was
awkward.
Like, oh my gosh, what are they going to do? I didn't buy into it very well. Like, I didn't understand the dynamic between them. I didn't understand, like, how they clicked as quickly as they did. It wasn't believable to me. And I didn't understand, like, if she's such a romantic and she's an English lit person who's, like, this romantic... I want to fall in love so much. Like, why him? He's so not.
Because
he's hot and he's rich.
Okay, he's hot and he's rich, but he's so not. Like, the only thing I could think of was, okay, she's going to want to change him, but he's not changing.
So
and then in the end, what he did to her, like, I don't get it.
It's making me want to watch it.
I don't get it.
Well,
and then
Shannon, in heterosexual relationships, for the most part, like that, we girls that are like that want to change guys, but we're drawn to guys that are kind of cold and emotionally
unavailable.
Yeah,
make you work for it.
So,
yes.
We probably see ourselves like, well, of course I've liked a guy like that.
So did you believe in the chemistry between Dakota?
Yeah, I mean, they have to hurry the storyline along, I'm sure. What I didn't buy was, here's this naive, never done anything girl, and suddenly, hey, let's go.
Oh, I'd believe that.
I didn't know, Jason.
I'd believe that.
No.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I believe
then,
that.
No.
Yes. All I could think of was, after he told her how many people had been in a certain circumstance before, all that I could think of, and I posted this on my Facebook last night, was, oh my gosh, I know he's rich, but has he replaced all of the things that are in his red room of toys? Or has he at least sanitized them? Because it's flu season, and if he gets that in the wrong spot, she's really going to be in trouble.
Flu season.
Who's thinking about flu season?
Me.
The weirdo.
I was worried for her health and safety.
It's a movie.
He practiced safety.
Yeah.
They actually had a scene where he practiced safety.
Twice.
Safe word? No, the
no safe words.
Red and yellow, and
he has a safe word, but he also practiced safe.
Oh,
yes,
stuff.
Practiced
twice.
Okay, yeah. Balloon animals.
They made sure to show him do it with his mouth.
Okay, Jackie, you read the books?
Yes, all three books.
And are you gonna go watch the movie after hearing these reviews?
No, because on one of the interviews that they did to Jamie, the character that plays Christian, he mentioned that he was disgusted by that lifestyle, but that in order for him to touch his wife and daughter, he needed to take a shower after doing those scenes. And that was really my turnoff, because how can you do a movie if you don't believe in the role and if you're disgusted by
it? But people play murderers and they don't believe
acting.
In murdering.
That's disassociate yourself.
Yeah, but for him to say he was disgusted by it, it's disgusting stuff.
Like, you wanted him to get more into the role that he was playing so that you could believe him in it.
Right.
You'll believe him in it, honey.
Yeah,
he's a good actor.
It's believable.
Yeah. Thank
he's
you, Jackie.
Very believable.
He's a jerk in it.
Happy Valentine's
he's
Day, by the way, Jackie.
He's not a jerk.
He is.
Yeah,
well,
hot.
I mean, I'm sure Charlize Theron felt gross playing her character in Monster, but she sold it.
Kelly, how many seconds went by before you texted a Tinder boyfriend after the movie?
Yeah, how many seconds?
Well, I just wanted to say goodnight.
Of course you did, yeah.
He hasn't texted me back. And
oh, my gosh.
Maybe his phone's dead again.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what
don't send. Are you still doing, like, sending 2 and 3
no,
without
I
a response?
No, okay. I stopped.
Nikki, did you watch the movie last night?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I went to a premiere, And I swear, I already went in with low expectations. My sister read the book and she came with me and she's like, the writing is atrocious. And I said, great, let's just go see a comedy. And we went in and it turned out that the main thing was that her hair the whole time, she didn't brush it once. And by the end of the movie, I wanted to cut all of Anastasia's hair off.
What about her mouth? What about her mouth? Did that get on your nerves?
It didn't bother me as much as her hair did. Her hair just got me so mad. I was just the only time she graduated, and that was the only time it looked like she brushed it. And then she was like, no, let's go back to just, like, rolling out of bed. And my friend leaned over to me, and she's like, kind of looks like she cut her own bangs when she was, like, 5, and that's what she went with.
Absolutely.
Is that what you guys are thinking of during a movie?
Because it's just,
women,
you know.
Man. Women.
My girlfriend and I couldn't get over what she wore to her college graduation. We're like, that's the ugliest dress. Yeah. I mean, you just obsess about stupid things like that.
Women are very critical of other women. Yeah.
But overall, Nikki, did you like or hate the movie?
I don't say I hated it, but it wasn't something that I would ever see again. And I was just, it was bad.
But it was fun.
Was it fun? One-time thing.
It was fun. It was funny. I enjoyed the comedy of the movie because don't take it seriously, it's funny.
When you went home to your husband last night, did anything new occur?
No, because apparently, like, I feel like when it came to those sex scenes that, I've seen more outrageous things in a nunnery. So I was like, wow. Am I really adventurous? Because I didn't realize it. Huh. I'm like, I must be adventurous because the other stuff didn't look scary or like, ooh, outrageous.
You're like, been there, done that.
Yeah, we just learned Nikki's a freak.
Nikki's a freak.
All right. Have a great weekend, Nikki. Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got so many Valentine's Day fails yesterday, we decided to keep it going. Yesterday, we had Amy, whose boyfriend accidentally made her inhale some cinnamon, which then triggered her asthma. Then we had Sarah, who got wiper blades for her car as a present for Valentine's Day. And my wife, Kinsey, called the show. She had to split the check with her ex-boyfriend after he had her meet him at a diner. So let's get some new ones. Gretchen, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Oh, doing great. Heard you had a pretty awesome Valentine's Day fail.
Oh, it's probably the biggest fail in history.
Tell us about it.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so 2013, my ex-husband was supposed to go Valentine's Day shopping. I get home from work and find a letter from the Harris County Clerk of Court's office for him to take a paternity test on Valentine's Day.
Oh! No!
And he still brought me a present after he went to court to take a paternity test.
Did he pass?
Heck no, he didn't bet.
Oh, so that's why he's your ex-husband.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
What episode of Maury was he on?
I would have never taken him on there because I would embarrass myself instead of him.
Uh-huh.
But now he can sit there and have his new girlfriend listen to this and know what kind of a person he is.
There you go, Gretchen. Yay. On to bigger and better things for you, ma'am.
Oh, already.
Gretchen, have you had a new Valentine this year?
I actually have a new Valentine. He was my Valentine last year, too.
Good.
So we've
good
been
for
together
you.
For a while.
Good
oh, good. You found a new man who treats you right. Good.
He is a great guy, too. Yes.
Okay. Happy Valentine's Day, Gretchen.
Thanks. Happy Valentine's Day to y'all, too.
Thank
All
you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Kara.
Yes.
What's going on with your Valentine's Day, Phil?
Okay. So I've been dating this guy about 6 or 7 months. Really nice guy. Things were going really well. And he asked me what I wanted for Valentine's. And I needed a few things, so I said, okay, I'd really like a Victoria's Secret gift card.
Oh.
And the next words out of his mouth were, do you want me to get you that, or would you like to lose weight first?
No!
What?
How many seconds went by before you dumped him?
Or slapped him?
actually, we kept dating about another 4 or 5 months after that, but that was pretty bad.
Boy,
I guess you lost about 200 pounds when you dumped him.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Did I ever.
Do you have a Valentine's this year?
I don't, but, you know, it's me and my little girl, so we're each other's Valentine's.
You know what? That's what I'm doing. I'm doing a mommy-daughter date.
Yeah.
I asked Emma Kelly what she wants to do,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to go see Paddington and go get dinner together.
And
that's what we're doing.
Great reviews.
Yeah, that's what she wants to do for Valentine's.
Wow. Well, how about this? Let's hook her up with either some Pro Flowers or some Sherry's Berries. Which would you prefer?
Yeah, what do you like, berries or flowers?
You should eat those berries and say, yeah.
I'm getting those berries.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Chocolate-dipped strawberries in your face, ex-boyfriend.
Come on, girl.
We're going to send some Sherry's Berries your way, okay?
Yeah, hold on for us, okay, Kara?
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day. Desiree, your man probably goes into the hall of shame for the gift he bought you for Valentine's Day.
Last year, he got me a six-pack of beer and two lotto tickets.
Yeah, did you win?
No.
Dang it.
A six-pack of beer.
But if you had one, that would have been the greatest Valentine's gift ever.
That's the man stopping for gas on the way home and like, oh, my God, I forgot it's Valentine's Day.
He didn't even want to go to the trouble of passing by CVS or Walgreens on his way home.
He was at the gas station.
Beef jerky. Yeah. No, Miller Lite. That's what I'll do. Miller.
Desiree, do you even drink beer?
That's exactly what it was, too.
Do you drink beer, Desiree?
Maybe this year it'll be a 12.
Keep hope alive.
Yeah, we wish you the best of luck this year, Desiree.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.